Okay, Shavua Tov. Good evening. Welcome, Mazel Tov, to all of you who completed Nevi'im with Nachyomi. And Be'ezrat Hashem, you're beginning a journey into Ketuvim. Yes, I thought when you reached out to me, it's because I'm doing the first Sefer of Tehillim for the OU Women's Initiative. So I'm teaching Prakam Aleph through Mem Aleph. So too much Torah is always a good thing. Baruch Hashem. My shiurim a little bit longer. I asked your Rebbetzin, how long are you recording? So the OUs are 12 to 15 minutes. So I don't know if it's as manageable, but Baruch Hashem for Lada Torah. You know, when I was sitting here listening to the past half hour to the Divrei Torah, Rabbi Sonneker, the two speakers, I thought to myself, why am I here? No, I'm not joking. Why am I here? What do I need to add that hasn't been said? For the past 5 Shavuos, says COVID was in between. So they had 3 years, then a 2-year break, then 2 years. My family and I have been zocha to be on the YU Shavuos Reed Tzarchei Kala program. I was zocha to share Divrei Torah. And the first year we went away, which was 7 years ago, because there was COVID in between, COVID break, but we were there for the past 5 years. And the first year we went, Rabbi Yaakov Trump from the Young Israel of Lawrence Cedarhurst was with YU still. So he was like the organizer of the Shavuos program. So he was my contact person. And right before we went, and it was my first year going, so understandably, I felt out of place with tremendous Rosh Yeshivas and undeserved chos. And Rabbi Trump said to me, and I still remember, so it's going back, I guess, 7, 8 years. Rabbi Trump said to me, you should inspire and be inspired. And it's a bracha that always stays in my mind. And I was sitting here, I thought, I was brought here to inspire. But I am sitting here being inspired. And I found your experiences very, very moving and very inspiring. And I think that's really what Torah does. Torah really changes us. It connects us to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It connects us to Kehila. It connects us to Rabbanim. It connects us to ourselves. Going through a learning, a daily lumid, not I learned, not I'm going to learn. I am learning in the present tense. Eilish Mos B'nei Yisrael Habayim Mitzrayima. Is Yaakov Yishuveso Bao, the opening to Sefer Shemos, Habayim is in the present tense. Why? The Mefarshim ask, is Eilish Mos B'nei Yisrael Habayim Mitzrayim? These are the names of the children of Israel who are coming to Egypt. They're not coming to Egypt. They came to Egypt. Yaakov died. Yosef died. The whole generation died. They're already there. What's coming? They should always see themselves in the present tense as if they're just coming to Egypt. You should always realize you're a sojourner, a stranger in the land. And I think that really touches upon what you spoke about. I am in the process of learning. I am learning. Not I learned in seminary. Not I will learn next year. And that's really what our lives have to be about. A constant stream and focus of connection into our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam through the good times, through the times when we don't see it's good, through the ups and through the downs, to maintain that consistency, which is really what you touched upon, which relates to Pasuk and Tehillim. The Pasuk tells us in Tehillim 16:8, Tazayin Chas, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid Ki Yimini Bal Emor. Hashem is in front of me, Tamid, at my right side, I shall not falter. I know you're all beginning. Today was the first day of Ketuvim. So I don't know if you listen to the recording. We'll listen to the recording today. Began Perak Aleph Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Lo Halach Ba'atzas Rishaim Uvaderech Ha'taim La Marvu Moshev Leitzim Lo Yashav Ki Im Besoras Hashem Chefso. Fortunate is the man asher lo halach ba'atzatz rishaim, who does not walk by the advice of the wicked. And in the way of the sinners he does not go. And in the seating of the scoffers he does not sit. Rather, uvisoraso yaga yamam v'layla, which is also in Sefer Yoshua in the beginning. V'gisa bo yamam v'layla. Torah he contemplates by day and by night. The idea of consistency in Avodas Hashem. The idea of consistency in learning. And the Pasuk says, that's Perak Al, Pasuk Al of Tehillim. When you got up to day 16, Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Samid Ki Mini Balma. What is Tamid? So my brother, Rabbi Dov Fried, some of you know Rabbi Dov Fried, a very beloved Rabbi Yeshiva Har Torah. Yeah, you know him? Besides from my friend Esti, anyone else? Yeah. So my brother's Rabbi Dov Fried of Yeshiva HaTorah. So many years ago, he taught me, what does Tamid mean? So Tamid means, we think it means always. Sometimes over the Aron Kodesh, it says, Shuvisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Hashem is before me always. But my brother taught me that Tamid doesn't really mean always. In Avodas Hashem, it means consistency.
Why? If you look at the Korban Tamid, Asakavas Echot HaSebaboker, Asakavas HaSheni Tessa Ben HaArbayim, the Korban Tamid was the sheep that opened up the daily sacrificial offering in the Mishkan / Beit HaMikdash. Before the Korban Tamid, you couldn't bring any sacrifice. And the Korban Tamid of the evening closed out the daily sacrifice. So they needed two sheep a day for the Korban Tamid. But the Korban Tamid wasn't offered always. Always means as long as I am alive, I am always breathing. Whether you're cognizant of it or not, you're always breathing. Otherwise, you're not alive. That's always. So as long as I live, I'm breathing always. But the Korban Tamid wasn't brought always. In between, you could have a Khatas, a Nedava, a Zevach, a Shlamim, and you had Dal Nisan, you had the Korban Pesach. The Korban Tamid wasn't always. What was the Korban Tamid? Consistent. Every day, twice a day, it needed to be offered. There is a difference between always and consistent. And the key to Avodas Hashem is, of course, Hashem. This is in Tehillim. So 16:8, Tes Zayin Ches. What I've chosen to do this evening is choose a number of psukim from Tehillim to discuss as the opening to Ketuvim. And this really wasn't written into my shiur notes. But since you spoke about this idea of consistency, it's extremely relevant. So Tamid in Avodas Hashem, yes, God should be before you always. But what God should be before you is with consistency. So you touched upon the idea of Tzanua, Bitzras, okay? Kol Kvuda Vasmelech Panima, another pasuk in Tehillim. 45. Kol Kvuda Basmelech Penima Mimishbisot Zahav Lavusha. The glory of the king's daughter is within. You touched upon, you spoke about the idea of Tznias. It needs to be consistent. So whoever I am, I need to be when I'm here, when I'm speaking, when I'm in my home, when I'm on vacation for a few days last week in Florida. Wherever I am, there needs to be a consistency in Avodas Hashem. And incorporating the daily limud into your daily ritual means that I am learning. Eish mos b'neisha haba'im mitzrayim. Not asher ba'u, not asher yavo'u, haba'im. I'm always in a process of integrating Torah, Kedusha, and the Ribbono Shel Olam into my life. So that's the first thing I wanted to touch upon. In terms of Tamid. The other thing you spoke about is Chazak v'amatz. And I'm going to get there in a minute. But after Tamid 16:8, I went to Tehillim 1:1, Ashrei Ha'ish, Asher Lo Halach, Moshe ends. The final pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu's life in Devarim is Ashrei Yisrael. I don't have it in front of me. One second. I have an idea. I don't know. Secret. Public service announcement. Huh. Micharis does not know. Someone on Thursday asked me on Zoom, do you have a photographic memory? I said no. Am nosha b'goyim, am nosha b'Hashem. Ashrecha Yisrael. Oh, am nosha b'Hashem. Close. Ashrecha Yisrael. The last pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu's life is Parak Lamed Gimel of Devarim Pasuk Chaf Tes. Ashrecha Yisrael. How fortunate are you, Israel. Mi kamocha. There is no one like you. I'm no Shabasham, a nation saved by God. Magen Ezrachi is the shield of your salvation. So Ashrecha Yisrael. That's the last thing Moshe says. Moshe goes up and he dies. Ashrecha Yisrael. Moshe ends his words to Israel with the word Ashrecha. That is not my own insight, but I don't remember where I read it and I didn't make it up. David HaMelech picks up where Moshe Rabbeinu ends off. What's the first word of David HaMelech's words to us? Ashrei Ha'ish. The word with which Moshe leaves us is the word with which David HaMelech begins his journey. Who is fortunate? One who is Vagisa bo yamon v'layla. Asher lo alach b'tzatz v'sha'imu. V'derech atim lo amad of Moshe v'leitzim lo yoshav. Kim b'soras Hashem chefso. V'asher b'soras Hashem chefso. Asher shalach b'tzatz v'sha'imu. Yeah, what is it? Thank you very much. So you see, so the point is to contemplate Torah day and night, which also relates to consistency. And you, in Sefer Yoshua, in Perak Aleph, the Perak you mentioned, where Hashem tells him, Chazak v'amatz, Yoshua is also told, it's the Haftorah actually for Vizosa Bracha, Yoshua is Simchas Torah, Yoshua is told, V'sarasa yaga yaman v'layla. In Torah you shall contemplate day and night. Lo yamush sefer, Yoshua 1:8. Lo yamush sefer Torah zemipicha, the words of these Torah shall not leave your mouth. V'hagisa bo yamam v'layla. It's interesting that Sefer Tehillim actually incorporates the final message of Chumash. The opening message of Nevi'im is all incorporated into the first pasuk of Ketuvim. That's cool. I'm just thinking about while I'm speaking. Do you understand what I just said? That's so interesting. The first pasuk of Ketuvim reflects back to the final message of Moshe, the Eved Naaman of Chumash. When we talk about Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim. So the first pasuk of Ketuvim incorporates the final lesson of Moshe's Torah. The first lesson of Nevi'im. And it's all packaged up for you in the first pasuk of Tehillim. Everything you need to know about being an Eved Hashem is right there. Lo halach be'atzatz v'sha'im. Do not walk with the wicked. V'derech ha'ta'im lo amar. Do not stand with the sinners. And with the Moshe of Leitzim and the sitting of scoffers, you shall not sit. You want to know how to be a Yid? You want to know how to have tummy? Don't sit with the scoffers, the mockers, the sinners. It's fascinating. I never thought of this literally till I'm speaking. The first pasuk of Ketuvim incorporates the final message of Torah, Moshe's words. The first message of Nevi'im, and brings it all together for you as we open Ketuvim. So Yehoshua is told, I just quoted it, Lo yamush sefer Torah zemipicha v'gisa bo yamam v'layla. You shall contemplate it day and night, which is incorporated like we have just seen, uvesaraso yega yamam v'layla. The Gemara tells us in Menachos 99, Tzadi Tes, Ben Dama had a nephew, Sha'al ben Achoso, Sha ben Damas ben Dama. Ben Dama's nephew asked him, Akasha, Kimo ani, Shalamer kol Torah kulo. I have learned the whole Torah. Can I go, asked his nephew, and learn, what did he want to learn? Chachma Yivanis, or Chachmat Yivanit. Can I go learn Greek wisdom? So Ben Dama answered him, if you could find a time that's not day and not night, you could go learn Chachma Yivanis. And what did Ben Dama quote? Like the pasuk says, why do I keep losing it? Lo yama shefar Torah zemipicha v'gisa bo yama v'layla. So Ben Dama said, if you could find a time that's not yom and it's not layla, you could go learn Chachma Yevanis. Now, obviously, we have our educations. We have Limudei Chol. We contribute to society. We do know things, but we have to understand that everything needs to be seen within the framework of Torah. Consistency in Avodas Hashem. Everything I do can be part of the life of an Eved Hashem. If you're learning secular studies, you could see God. Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky, in his book, The Rabbi and the Nuns, which is an incredible, one of his 90 books, if you could imagine, the great Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky, Zichrono Livracha, so he writes, he knew of a certain physician who, when he was in medical school, not Jewish, he looked at an embryo under the, he was going through reproductive studies, I'm not sure, an embryo under the microscope, and he said, now I know that there is a God. So anything that we do in life can be seen through the lens of, the frame of, the window of Vigisabo Yama Valayla. Everything I'm doing should be part of my Avodas Hashem. So we began in Tehillim 16:8, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, quoting my brother Rabbi Dov Fried, what does Tamid mean? Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav, says a person must be the same person in the bedroom and the boardroom, in the home and in the office. Consistency in Avodas Hashem. Then we went to Tehillim 1:1, and we had a cool chiddush, which I never thought of before, so I'm actually in the middle of speaking, that not only is the final word of Moshe the first word of Ketuvim, but the final word of Moshe and the first lesson of Nevi'im is all bundled up for you in the first opening sentence of Ketuvim. We quoted the Gemara Menachos 99, Sadi Tas, where the nephew of Ben Dama said, could I go to university? So Ben Dama said, no problem. You want to go to Greek university? Find me a time that's not day and not night, and when can you go to university? The other thing you touched upon, I'm not suggesting everyone drop out of whatever it is you do, but you should have the framework and the ideal that everything that I'm doing somehow should be in the service of God. A dentist once came to Rav Palm, the Rosh Hashiva from Tar Vadas, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and he said to Rav Palm, I am a dentist. What should my machshava be? So Rav Palm said, your machshava should be, first, you're doing a chesed by helping people. Second, you're making parnasa. And in this way, everything that you do, v'rapo yirape, we're coming up to Parshas Mishpatim in a couple of weeks, actually. Okay? And the doctor's permission to heal. So you should have in mind that first, whatever your profession, you're fulfilling in some sense of Avodas Hashem. After, you could have in mind that you're making a parnasa. So the first thing you spoke about was consistency, tamid, which relates to the idea of tzlius as one dugma, one example of being consistent. Then we looked at Parak Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Ashrei, V'gisei, Yabam, and V'layla. But the other thing you spoke about is Chazak V'amatz. And this too is evident in Sefer Yehoshua repeatedly, which is he is told he needs to Chazak, be strong, V'amatz, and fortified. This too appears in Tehillim. Okay, so we were in Tehillim 16:8. Then we were in Tehillim 1:1. We went to Devarim, we went to Menachos. And to my brother, Rabbi Dafrid, then we can go to, where does it appear in Tehillim? Chaf Zayin Yudalid. Chaf Zayin is a famous Ledavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi. You're very familiar with it because it is recited every day from Aleph Elul through the time period of Tishrei and the Yamim Noraim twice a day. Shachus Mincha, Nusach Svar, Shachus Arvis, Nusach Ashkenaz, Ledavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi, Mimi Ira, Hashem Me'oz Chayim, Mimi Evchad. What's the final pasuk over there? 27:14. Kavei El Hashem, Chazak V'Yameitz Libecha. The Kavei El Hashem. Chav Zayin Yudal of Tehillim. Kavei El Hashem, hope to God. Chazak, be strong, va'ametz lebecha, fortify your heart, v'kave al Hashem. So this idea, right, these are two ideas from Tehillim that came to me when you spoke. So the Gemara says a couple of things about kave al Hashem, chazak v'ametz lebecha, v'kave al Hashem. The first thing the Gemara says is that tefillah needs strengthening. As you journey through Ketuvim, with Rabbi Shonaker, the beginning of your journey through Ketuvim. You're going to learn Esther, you're going to learn Rus, Koheles. But what you're going to learn also is Tehillim. And Tehillim is not only a learning experience, it's a journey of prayer. And David HaMelech really encapsulates all the highs and the lows of life. Called the Avad Rachman Latav Avad. Yes, everything God does is good, says Rabbi Akiva Brachu Samech, but not everything is apparently or blatantly good in a way that we understand. And Sefer Tehillim encompasses a whole range of emotions. I mean, I prepared the, oh, you need them ready in time, so but I was smiling when you said, I need to record, it needs to be quiet. So all my 41 chapters have been submitted already, but you will see how David HaMelech goes through such a wide range of emotions. And it really reflects all of our emotion. And the Gemara says that tefillah needs strengthening. It's hard. Tefillah is called avodah shebelev. Maseches Tainis 2a, ezehi avodah shebelev, havei omer zohi tefillah. Avodah means work. Work is not something easy, and work is not something that comes free. Tefillah is called avodah. Shatfila kurui avodah. Tefillah is not called amatana. Tefillah is now called a free pass. Tefillah is now called a midah. Tefillah is not even called a mitzvah, even though there's a machlokas, rambam, ramban, del rice every day, only in times of tzara. Tefillah is called avodah. Ulo avda b'chol avavchem u'b'chol nafshchem, devarim yir alef yir gimel. You should serve him with all your heart and all your soul. How do you serve him? How do you work with all your heart? Oh, asil gemara, ezi avodah shi b'lev, havei omer zohi tefillah. Tefillah is an avodah. Avodah is something you have to cultivate, you have to work on. And you'll see as you go through Tehillim, you're journeying not only through an intellectual experience or exercise, but also through an emotive experience of prayer. So the Gemara says, how do you know tefillah needs strengthening? Because the Pasuk says, Kaveh el Hashem, hope to God, Chazak va'ametz libecha, and then how does the Pasuk end? Kaveh el Hashem. So the Gemara says the fact that it begins with Kaveh el Hashem, hope to God, and ends with hope to God. And what's in the middle? Chazak v'yametz libecha, ezehi avodah shehi balev. So the avodah of the lev needs strengthening. Chazak v'yametz libecha. And on both sides you have Kaveh el Hashem, hope to God. So the Gemara says you see that tefillah needs strengthening. You have to fortify yourself. You have to hope to God. Then work on tefillah, chazak v'ametz libecha, what's libecha? Avodah shebelev. What's avodah shebelev? Tefillah. And then kaveh el Hashem. It's something that I'm working on all the time.
I'm teaching a sefer, Rav Pinkas Gates of Prayers. We're coming up to 8 years because we started after the summer 2014 after the three boys, Rachman Alexander, were kidnapped and murdered. And Adar Golden and Oren Shaul are still MIA. Rachman Alexander. So we started then. And tefillah is a daily work in progress. And the Gemara says it needs strengthening. So that means it's not only Micha Horus who needs strengthening in prayer. I was talking to one of my boys the other week. I said, you know, Shmuel, it's hard for me. I find if I'm rushed. Or since Pesach, last Pesach, we were zochet to be in Eretz Yisrael. On the last Sunday, we went to Bnei Brak to the Gedolim. We went straight from Bnei Brak to the airport. And by one of the appointments, by one of the Rabbitsons, Rabbitson Weintraub, I asked her for an Eitzah. Don't take this the wrong way. My husband says, Michal, you shouldn't tell this to people. I asked her for an Eitzah to make Shalom Bayis stronger. So my husband says, how could you tell that to people? I said, my kids were there. I said, Baruch Hashem, the Shalom Bayis is very good, but everyone needs strengthening and everything. So she suggested, she asked me, she was very close to Rabbitson Kanievsky, Alal Sham, and her husband was a chavrusa with Rav Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadvi Kaddish Levracha, for 30 years. So she told me, do you daven Arvis? Rabbitson Kanievsky, Alal Sham, daven Marv every day. I said, no, I daven Shachas Mincha. She says, you should start davening Marv. So that first Marv in Ben Gurion Airport before we departed was my first Marv after my son's wedding in August. I came home, it was a few days after Tisha B'Av. I don't know how many bobby pins were in my sheitel, maybe 100. I don't know how long it takes to get off the makeup, wearing the gown, 1:30 in the morning, I said, wait, I need a daven Marv. But tefillah needs strengthening. Why? Because I said to my son, you know, son, I find I slur the words. I happen to talk quickly. And if you have to be somewhere, there's something on your mind, it's hard always for me to enunciate every word carefully. I try. So he said, Mommy, everyone has this issue. So he gave me an Eitzah. He said, you should choose one paragraph a week and focus on that one paragraph, saying it slowly. He's a Baal Kishon B'li Ayin Hara Masmin. And he said, everyone has this, Mommy. Choose one paragraph a week and work on it. So the Gemara says, I'm trying. Kaveh, not always, when you have more time and you're relaxed, but certain times. So he said to me, Kriya Shema Almita. I said, oh, Kriya Shema Almita always. So he smiled, because you're tired. It's the end of the day. It's hard. But the Gemara says it's validating. Kaveh El Hashem, Chazach V'yameitzi Becha. It's 27:14. The Kaveh El Hashem, that's one thing says. The Gemara says that tefillah needs strengthening. The other thing the Gemara says about this pasuk is, Im ra'a Adam, she'hit palel v'lo na'ana. If a person sees that he davened and he was not answered, yachzor v'yit palel. You shouldn't give up. What should you do? Go back and daven again. Shen ne'emar, like the pasuk says. I'm in brachas, by the way, lamed beis. Like the pasuk says, kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yameitzi becha v'kaveh el Hashem. So the Gemara says two things, maybe more things that I'm not aware of. One is this pasuk is a proof that tefillah needs strengthening. You need to work on it because it's an avoda. It's not a matana. It's not a silver platter. It's not winning the lottery. It's work. Chazak v'yameitz libecha, ezahi avoda shehi believe. And the other thing the Gemara says is the fact that it begins with kaveh and ends with kaveh teaches you that if you prayed and your tefillahs were not answered, so you should give up, you should throw in the towel, thank you God, our relationship is over, I'm out of here, what should you do? Yachzor v'yit palel. Should go back and daven again. This word kaveh, although avda tikva teinu, ha tikva betshnot alpayim, Kuf Vav. Have you ever in Israel bought the ticket, the monthly pass called the Rav Kav? Okay? Frequent flyer points. Oh, by the way, that relates to Tamid. 1 second, 16:8. What are Elal frequent flyer points called? If you're fortunate enough to have them, not like Michal Horowitz. Matmid. It's from the word Masmid. A Masmid is a Bachur who sits with a Gemara consistently in front of him. What does Allah call their frequent flyer points? Only in Israel do they name frequent flyer after Tehillim 16:8 because you're consistently flying to Israel. Are you always flying to Israel like every second you're in the air of your life? No. Consistency. Matmid. Not masmid, but matmid. And what about Kav? We can also relate it to Israel. Now I'm in 27:14. They already did 1:1. Kav is a line. Kof Vav, Rav Kav. You could ride many lines. Rav, many, Rov. Kav, ride many lines. Kav is a line because it connects us to the Ribono Shel Olam. Tefillah is an umbilical cord that connects us to God. What is the point of tefillah? Salvechik speaks about this. Rabbi Zev Lefi, Badal Chaim Tovim Ve'aruchim speaks about this. The point of tefillah is not necessarily to get what you want. The point of tefillah is to enhance your connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. To be more cognizant of God in my life. To speak to Him. That's what you said. Someone said to you, just start talking. Right? Just start talking. The point after you see Baruch Hashem, I really thought, why am I here after the two of you spoke? Rabbi Sonica, I don't know. Okay? But if I'm here, then I'm going to share some Divrei Torah. The point of tefillah is to have connection to God. The proof that tefillah needs strengthening is kaveh al Hashem, and kaveh doesn't only mean hope, but kaveh also means a line, because tefillah connects you to God. It's also the root word of mikveh, mikvah, mikvah. Ashreichem Yisrael, mi mitahar eschem, v'lifnei mi atem mitarim. It's a very last Mishnah, Maseches Yuma. Rabbi Akiva teaches, fortunate are you, Israel, who purifies you and before whom you are purified. Avicham Shabashamai, your father in heaven, says Rabbi Akiva, it's Maseches Yuma, Mishnayas Chas, Mishnah Tas, Ma Mikvah Metaheres HaTmeim, Avakadosh Baruch Hu Metahar Es HaTmeim. Just like a mikvah purifies those who are impure, so too the Ribono Shel Olam, the mikvah Yisrael. I'm just showing you the beauty of Lashon HaKodesh, by the way. Something that I focus on all the time. If there's anyone here who learns with me, I don't know, online on a regular basis. Something I focus very much on is Shorashim. It's really just incredible. So you're talking about one Shorash here, Kaveh. Adlo Avda Tikvateinu, hope. Hope to God. Strengthen and fortify your heart. Hope to God. It's also the root word of line, because it's like an umbilical cord, a connection between us and God. And it's also the root word of mikveh. Because the pool, the cleansing, purifying waters, we first see this word by Maisa Bereishis. Hashem ulemikve mayim kara yamim. When a person immerses themselves in the pool of Torah, the proverbial cleansing pool of Torah, they will strengthen their line of connection to God, and then you'll always hope to God. So besides for everything else we're saying, just look at the beauty of Lashon HaKodesh for a minute. Just appreciate the divinity of Lashon HaKodesh. Oh, it's also, and it's in my notes, it's also in Tehillim 31:25. Lamed Aleph Chaf Hei Chizku V'ya'ameitz Levavchem Kol HaMiyachalim LaHashem. Strengthen and fortify your hearts, all who hope to God. Rabbi Zev Lef points out something amazing. So we have established, I think, so far, that Lev is the source of prayer. The pasuk says in Devarim Yud Aleph Yud Gimel, which I already quoted, you say it every day in the Shema. Vayim Shema Tishmu. Ula Avda B'chol Lavavchem U'B'chol Nafshechem. So the Gemara says B'chol Lavavchem. How do you serve God? What does it mean Ula Avda B'chol Lavavchem? Tell me to light menorah. I know to light menorah. Tell me how to keep Shabbos. I try and learn how to keep Shabbos. Ula Avda B'chol Lavavchem is a non-tangible mitzvah. What does it mean to fulfill a non-tangible mitzvah? I don't know what that means. Take the Arba Minim. So, okay, so Chazal tell you what it means to take the Arba Minim. We're coming up to Pesach. A matzos u'morim yochlu. So I know how to eat matzah. I know how to eat mar. And the Bisman Beis HaMikdash, I knew how to eat a Karban Pesach. What kind of mitzvah is u'la avda b'chol levavchem? What do I do? What does that even mean? It's not tangible. So, along comes Torah Shebaal Peh. The Gemara says, Eidei Yavoda Balev, Havayom Rezohi Tefillah. You want to know you serve God with your heart? With prayer. So we started in Tehillim 16:8. We went to Tehillim 1:1. We went to 27:14 with further proof from 31:25. Chizku v'yameitz levavchem kol miyachalim l'Hashem. We've been in Devarim, Menachos, Mishnah Yuma, my brother, added commentary in our personal experiences. Why am I telling you this? I know. Rabbi Zev Lef. Rabbi Zev Lef points out something beautiful. So tefillah emanates from the heart. The gematria of lev is the gematria of bechi. Tears, cry. Beis chaf yod, lamed beis. Lev is the source of tefillah. Yes, you need a sitter. Yes, you need your lips. Hashem Sifasai, Tehillim 51. Hashem Sifasai Tiftach Ufi Yagitil Asecha, said David HaMelech, Vovoi Lav Nasan Hashnavi Kasher Ba'el Bashava. Hashem Sifasai Tiftach.
But you need a mode of experience of prayer. That emanates from the lev. Bechi, says Rabbi Lev, is the gematria of lev. Lev is very easy. Lamed Beis, it's 32. Bechi is also very easy. 2, 20, 10. They're both 32. The dima'ot are the physical expression of the emotional experience of crying. The heart, which nobody could see, you can't see your heart. It's an inner experience. The bechi, the cry of the heart, is the inner experience of prayer, which has a physical expression of dima'ot. So tears are a physical expression of bechi. So that means you could have bechi without dima'ot. You know those days when you're really going through a hard time and you go out and you put a smile on your face and really in your lave you're crying. But you don't have the physical expression because you need to go to work, you need to go to the grocery, you need to smile for your children, you need to give a shiur, whatever it is. That's funny. Yeah, sometimes Michal has hard days also. So the avoda shebalev is tefillah. Lev in gematria is bechi, because the source of our tefillah is our heart. And very often tefillah leads us to a point of bechi. But the dima'ot are simply a physical expression of the bechi. So I'm going to go to another pasuk from Tehillim. 39:13. Lamed tes yud gimel. Shim'a tefilasi Hashem. Hashem, hear my tefillah. V'shavasi ha'azina, to my hysterical outcry give ear. El dim'asi al techrash. To my tears do not be deaf. Ki ger anochi imach toshav k'chal avosai. I am like a sojourner with you, a settler like all my forefathers. Three elements of prayer in this pasuk. 39:13. Lamed tes yud gimel. Shemat tefilasi Hashem, Hashem, hear my tefillah. V'sha'avasi hazina, to my hysterical outcry give ear. El dim asi, to my tears, al techarash, do not be deaf. So what does the Gemara have to say? Maseches Brachos, Lamed Beis, actually. So the Gemara says a number of things that I don't have time to get into explaining each one. The Gemara says, Gedola tefillah yoser mimaisim tovim. Tefillah is greater than ma'isim tovim. You have to be careful. I said I don't have time to get into each one. Don't stop doing ma'isim tovim and think if you daven like the Gadol Dor for three times a day, then you're, you know, in God's good book. Okay? Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam ha'meid. Al ha'torah v'al ha'vod v'al gemilas chasadim. But for tonight's year, we're talking about the experience of prayer as we open up ketuvim together. Gedola tefillah yoser mima'isim tovim. Gedola tainis yoser min tzedakah. Tefillah is greater, says the Gemara, than ma'isim tovim. Then the Gemara says tainis, fasting, which corresponds to prayer, is greater than tzedakah. And gedola tefillah yoser min ha'karbanos. Tefillah is greater than the karbanos. To paraphrase Rav Soloveitchik, we have survived 2,000 years without karbanos. We could not have survived one day without tefillah. But then the Gemara says, specifically related to the pasuk from Tehillim I quoted, 39:13. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, "Miyom shecharav beis hamikdash ninalu sha'arei tefillah." From the day the temple was destroyed, the gates of prayer are locked. Shene amar, like the pasuk says, "Gam ki azak," pasuk from Echa, "Gam ki azak va'ashaveya satam tefillati." Even when I call out with hysterical outcry, my prayer is blocked. Pasuk in Echa, Lamentations, Yirmiyahu prophesied 18 years before the Churban. So the Gemara says, from the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the gates of prayer are locked. So very nice. Now that we establish how important tefillah is, it's in this week's Sedra, B'Shalach. V'hine Mitzrayim nosei achareim. We just left, and behold, Egypt is chasing after them. Vayiru. They were very afraid. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. Children of Israel, see the sea is here, Mitzrayim is here, and they call out to God. Says Rashi, what do they say, mean they call out to God? Tafsu umnos avosam. They grabbed the craft of their forefathers. Rashi says, Avram is Mesakin Shachris, Vayashkem Avram Baboker.
I don't have time to go into each one. 1927, Yitzchak was Mesakin Mincha, Lasuach Basada, Chayisar, 2463, Yaakov was Mesakin Arvis, 2811, Vayivka Bamakom Vayalan Sham. So the Gemara Rashi says, on the Pasuk, in the Sedra Bashach, the sea is here, the Mitzvim are here, and the Bnei Yisrael are davening. They grabbed the craft of their forefathers. But that was pre-time of Churban Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash wasn't even built yet. But now, what should we do? The Gemara says, Miyam Shachar Beis Hamikdash, Ninalu Shari Tfiya. The gates of prayer are locked. So what should we do? Quoting the Pasuk from Eicha, even when I call out with hysterical outcry, my prayers are blocked. Va'af al pi Shari Tfiya Ninalu, even though the gates of prayer are locked, Shari Dima lo Ninalu, the gates of tears, of crying, are not locked. Shene'emar, oh, and now the Gemara quotes our pasuk from Tehillim, Kapitol Lamed Tes. Shema tfilasi Hashem, v'sha'avasi ha'azina el dim'asi al techrash. So the Gemara says this is proof that even though sha'arei tfila are locked, not so easy to get in. Sha'arei dim lo ninalu. There's a way to get in. When we work on the Avodah Shebelev, which corresponds to the Bechi, Gematria is the same, and we have the physical expression of Dima'ot, that always gains entry before the Kisei HaKavod. But the great Kotzker Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Mikotz, Chusva Yagan Eleinu, asks the Gevaldik Kasha, if the gates of tears are never locked, why do you need gates? Why do you have gates? You go up to a big fancy estate. You go up to Buckingham Palace. I've never been, but imagine. There's gates. Why are there gates? Because they want to keep people out. They open them to let certain people in, but they keep them locked the whole rest of the time. But if they're never locked, why do you have gates, says the Kotzker? So there just shouldn't be any gates. It doesn't make any sense. So he answers with a gewaldig teretz. There's two different kinds of tears. There's tears of tefillah and hope, which you already spoke about, Kaveh El Hashem. And there's tears of Yeush. Yeush is despair, despondency, waving the white flag, I give up. Tears of Yeush are locked out. That's not the way of a Yid. No matter how difficult and how bleak, Afilu behisteria, shebesocha hysteria, gam sham nimtza Hashem yisparach. No matter how difficult, no matter how pain-filled. Rabbitson Kanievsky al-Hashem used to say, Darche Hashem kulam tovim, velo kulam mivunim. The ways of God are all good, but they're not all understood. So what does the Gemara mean when it says, Shari dima lo ninalu? So why do you need sharim? Don't put a sharim. Just leave it open all the time. If there's sharim, it means something's being kept out. What's being kept out? Tears of Yeush. I give up. I can't grow more. I can't do more. I can't learn more. I can't produce more. I'm at my wit's end. And by the way, it's so important, not only for our own personal avodah, but when it comes to chinuch habanim, whether it's your biological peiros, if some of you are teachers, spiritual peiros, our talmidim, our talmidos. There's no such thing as yeyush in avodas Hashem. There are difficulties. There are speed bumps. There are things, many things we don't understand. But as long as the tefillos come from a point of od lo avda tikvatenu kaveh Hashem, the gates are open. Hashem wants those tefillos. He wants shivchi kamayim libeich. Pour out your heart like water. Make your heart full of tears, says the pasuk in Eicha. Nochach pnei Hashem. But the tears of Yeush are never allowed. Kapitel Chav Gimel tells us, beautiful kapitel, you also know it. It's from Shalosh Shuras. Oy vey, my time is up. No one's sleeping, so I think I'm doing okay. How are we doing? I was in Brooklyn for Shabbos. I'm still in my Shabbos clothing. I said to my daughter, Tamara, can I just go in my velvet skirt? She's like, yeah, Mom, you're the speaker. You could look like that. That's why I'm dressed like this. I said after Shabbos, we have to go quickly. I have to be in West Hempstead at 8:30. So Baruch Hashem, I made it. Last night was freezing. I don't know if anyone here dared to venture out. So when my husband dropped off, we personally don't carry in Brooklyn. Whatever everyone does is fine. So my husband had to take my shiur notes. I spoke three times over Shabbos. There was a shiur last night. So the gabbai said, I hope someone's going to come. I mean, it was like 6 degrees, I think, before the wind chill. So Baruch Hashem, there were very brave people who wanted to learn Torah. So my point is that I see my time is up. Oh, I told them last night, it's dark, it's Friday night, it's freezing, and no one's sleeping. So I think we're okay. Last kapitel, we will share some insights. Kapitel Chaf Gimel, you know it from Shalosh Shuras. Mizmor LaDavid Hashem Roi Lo Echzar. Benostesha Yarbitzeni, Amei Minuchos Yinaleini, Nafshi Yishoveiv, Yancheni V'Maglei Tzedek L'man Shmo, Gam Ki Eilech B'Geid Tzal Mavas, Lo Ira Ra Ki Ato Imadi. Even when I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are with me. We were zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael March 2019 for my boys' bar mitzvah trip. We took a half day, I can't recommend it enough, private tour of Har Herzl. Not the Herzl Museum, it could be very good, I've never been there, I don't know. We had a tour guide and we went to different kfarim on Har Herzl. And he told us the story of different soldiers. And I specifically requested that we go to the graves of Miriam Peretz's boys. Uriel and Eli Raz. Miriam Peretz, I'm sure you are familiar with her name. If not, don't tell me. Miriam Peretz, just go to Amazon and buy Miriam's song and read it. Miriam Peretz lost 2 sons in the IDF, her first and her second. Uriel at 22 and Eli Raz at 31. Eli Raz was married with 4 children when he fell in battle. And they're buried a few meters apart from each other. I stood by both of their graves on Har Herzl. And Miriam says when she goes to Har Herzl, she takes out the little tehillim that she has. You know, the kfarim there, they have like on top, like little, like a place to put a candle, a place to put some things in. I was by Zecharia Baumel's grave a few months after he came home. It was amazing. And at the bottom it says, V'shavu banim legvulam, V'shavu meretz oyev. I said, I daven every day for him to come home. So Miriam Peretz says, she takes out the little tehillim. That's by the headstone of the grave, the matseva of her sons. And I read the words of Tehillim, and they speak to me as if they were written for me, Miriam Peretz. And I read, Gam ki elech begeit sal mavet lo irara. And I think, Gam ki elech? Even when I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I am already walking in the valley of the shadow of death. And yet, lo irara, I do not fear evil, ki ata imadi. I didn't make up the story with which I'm going to end. Spoke a number of years ago in the summer for a YU Kolo Day of Learning and the YU Kolo Chicago. It was a women's day of learning. And in one of the in the source packet, this was in, and I don't remember who her name was, this is where I got this source. One of the other teachers had this in her source packet. It was the Neely YU. I'm very makbi to quote B'Shem Amro. Some time ago, a great actor in New York City gave a wonderful performance in a large theater, at the close of which there was a round of applause. He was called back again and again, and finally someone called out to this wonderful actor, would you recite for us the 23rd Psalm? Why, yes, I know the 23rd Psalm. He recited it as an actor would, perfectly, with nothing left to be desired as far as the performance was concerned. When he was finished, there was thunderous applause. Then the actor came to the front of the stage and he said, ladies and gentlemen, there's an old man sitting in the front row who I happen to know. I'm going to ask this old man without any notice if he will come up and recite the 23rd Psalm. The elderly gentleman was frightened. Trembling, he came to the stage. Fearfully, he looked out over the vast audience. And then, as though he were at home only with one, he closed his eyes. He bowed his head and he spoke to God. Mizmar le David, a psalm to David. Hashem roi, God is my shepherd. Lo echzar, I shall not want. Benostesha yarbitzeni, al mei menuchos yinaleini. He lies me down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Nafshi yeshovev, he restores my soul. Yancheni v'magle tzedek, he leads me on the path of righteousness. Laman shemo, for his name's sake. Gam ki eilech. Begeit Psalm Avismir and Peretz says that every year on Har Herzl, on Yom HaZikaron, she has to decide whose grave should she stand next to first. Uriel or Eliraz. If she stands by Uriel, she hears Eliraz saying, Ima, don't leave me. And if she stands by Eliraz, she hears Uriel saying, Ima, come be with me. Gam, says Miriam, I am already walking in the valley of the shadow of death. Lo ira ra, I will not fear evil, ki ato imadi, you are with me. Shiftecha mashantecha, hema yinachemuni, your staff and your rod, they will comfort me. Taroch lefanai shulchad neged sorarai, set for me a table before you, opposite my enemies. Dishanta b'shemen roshi, you anoint my head with oil. Kosi revaya, my cup overflows. In Tehillim, Halal HaGadol, Kuf Yod Gimel through Kuf Yod Ches. We say two different statements. One is, my cup, Kos Yeshuos Esa, senior moment, Kos Yeshuos Esa Uvashem Hashem Ekra. I lift the cup of salvation and I call in the name of God. On the other hand, Tzara V'yagon Emtsa. You have a while to kuf yod gimel through kuf yod ches, but soon, 113 days. You should be well. On the one hand, sara v'yagon emtsa gam kelech b'reitz amaves shir hama'alos mi ma'amakim kerasich Hashem. And yet, sara v'yagon emtsa v'shem Hashem ekra. Consistency, even when I find sorrows and sighing, and on the other hand, kos yeshuos esa, and the elevated times in life. What else is there to do, other than uvashem Hashem ekra? I lift the cup of salvation, kosi revaya, my cup overflows. Someone asked of Avigdor Miller, is the cup half full or half empty? You know the famous, the pessimist sees half full, the optimist. No, what am I saying? The pessimist. I'm tired. Not really, actually. I'm really not. Torah, I'm never tired when I teach Torah. The optimist says half full. The pessimist says half empty. Avigdor Miller says, no, Adarabba, it's totally full. The cup is full of water and it's full of air. You need both. You need water and you need air. So what's the cup? Totally full. Kosi revaya. My cup overflows. Achtov v'chesed yurdufuni kol yamei chayai. Let only good and kindness pursue me all the days of my life. V'shavti b'veis Hashem le'orech yamim. Let me dwell in the house of God for length of days. When the old man finished his recital, there was no applause, but there was not a dry eye in the house. The actor came to the front of the stage. He too was wiping away his tears. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, I know the words of the 23rd Psalm, but this man knows the shepherd. I wish all of you finished Ketuvim Mazel Tov. I thank Rabbi Zerabitzin Soniker for inviting me back. And I wish you a big chazak ve'amatz. Mechel el chel. I don't remember the capital, but it's Tehillim. Ali ve'hatzlichi. And enjoy your journey through Ketuvim. Thank you so much, and Shavua Tov to all.